B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are at Beasley Media Group Station. Joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, our man covers the Eagles, does a great job, inquireinquire.com, Jeff McClain. Jeffrey!
What's up?
Well, talk about scary. I mean, thankfully, Doug has, he's asymptomatic, but, I mean, that had to be a big, big jolt to you yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you had to rank, the members of the Eagles that you don't want to get this, it would probably be Carson Wentz number one and Doug Peterson number two. I don't know, maybe you go with more players before I head to Doug Peterson, but those would be two of the top guys. And, you know, maybe, I guess, if you look big picture, it's better now rather than at some point during the season. And as you mentioned, he is apparently asymptomatic. And could theoretically be back in the building by Friday at least before they actually start hitting the field in helmets and shells by August 12th. And then I guess the worst case scenario by August 17th when they actually start training camp. But, that was certainly a shock and it kind of puts it all into perspective. If you ask me that, no one's immune and it's going to be really difficult for the Eagles and the NFL to pull this off.
Yeah. So what's the offshoot of this? So, and I'm just curious, Deuce runs the show. Is that because of the offense and they just let Schwartz handle the defense? Is that why?
I think it's more just in terms of head coaching responsibilities that don't have anything to do with offense or defense. I think that's where Deuce will step in. Running whatever total group meetings, although I think Doug can do all that virtually as well. But I guess if anything arises in the building, Deuce is there to kind of handle it. I don't imagine it'll actually be much of anything. Maybe, they are able to start now gathering on the field and go through certain drills and conditioning. And maybe when they gather, it's Deuce that speaks. So I don't think much will change, to be perfectly frank. But Deuce, has the title assistant head coach, and I think previously Doug missed something beforehand, and I think Deuce had stepped in during that period. So that's kind of been the protocol they've had in place here, and now I guess obviously until Doug returns,
you wonder, because it's interesting. I mean, Doug actually said, "Oh, I feel safe. I'm in the NovaCare bubble," and. All this stuff, and I hate to say it, but the words come back to kind of bite you, because that's all we remember is him saying, "Oh, I feel safe," and he winds up getting it.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was talking about the bubble, and from reports, it sounds like he got it outside the bubble. But to me, that just shows how this whole thing is fraught with peril, because there is no bubble.
Right.
Everybody can leave the building. There is no contract. Contact tracing outside the building. So you live in a house with a wife and kids and, you don't know where they're going. I guess that sometimes there's a million ways you can, catch this if you are in contact with other people, even people within your own family. All the variables involved in this have made it, in my eyes, difficult to kind of keep this contained to just inside the bubble of the team facility. Doug was asked today if his confidence in whether the NFL could pull this off had been frayed at all by him contracting the coronavirus, and he said no, that he's still confident in that. I think that's just Doug's personality. He's a positive type guy.
I agree.
But I think it's hard to look at this and not say, oh, this is another strike against the possibility of the Eagles pulling this off, or at least pulling it off without there being significant losses in their ability or to feel the team that you normally would, or have the coaching staff in place that you normally would like to have. It's going to be difficult. And look, they're not the only team I think a lot of times it'll come down to how the teams handle this. We're seeing the Saints almost sequestering their players at a team hotel to hopefully contain any possible outbreak or prevent an outbreak. And while the Eagles do have a lot of players at the team hotel in the Navy Yard, a lot of players are permitted to go home. So, and coaches as well. So it seems like Doug, no one else has gotten it from what I understand. Although Doug has been in contact, he's been around various coaches.
Press Taylor, right. So I was going to ask you about Press Taylor. He was sent home for Prawson, right?
From what I heard, he's tested negative. There was another coach, actually wasn't a coach, there was someone in the staff who tested positive initially from what I'd heard. And then they took another test and it came back negative. But I've talked to people inside the building who are always around Doug, and they've tested and tested negatively, but at the same time, they're still concerned because they know it does sometimes take varying degrees of varying days of, you know, for you to show any possible symptoms or to contract it. It should be interesting.
You know, it should be, and we're talking to Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. I mean, the thing that's scary, because I agree with you. I think these sports have it backwards in the sense that they keep baseball and football. They keep talking about what's going into, well, you know, players can't be spitting. Well, it's not what goes on inside the ballpark. It's what happens outside. It's planes. Right. It's buses. It's hotels. You know, the Marlins just left the city. You know, they shipped them back in on a sleeper bus. I mean, you know, that's where the issue lies. It's not lying within the building. The building's fine. You can control that as best you can because you can clean it and you can do everything, deep clean it. But it's right. What happens outside that puts you in danger.
Right. I mean, again, I'm no expert on this. I would think, though, that stuff they can control it in the building. I talked to one coach who said, yeah, he feels as safe as these felt since, you know, the virus came to America before we started hearing about this, because the Eagles are testing daily and you are kind of in, you know, as Doug mentioned, your own self-contained environment. But as you mentioned, everyone's leaving. I mean, that's there's so many ways, and we don't know if players are, again, when we understand if you're indoors with gatherings of people outside your family, that's most likely how you will contract it. And we just don't know what players can or will do. I think most will be responsible, certainly. And as Doug mentioned, I asked him about the question whether he had any rules in place for outside the building. He said no, because for one, the days are long. He doesn't expect, I guess, players to do much. But again, geez, you know, you weren't 22 long ago.
Yeah, I mean, look at Lane.
Right. I mean, Lane's, it sounds like it happened at his home when he had people over and that's what happened. And then of course you have to factor in what happens when you do come in contact with other players from other teams, especially along the offensive and defensive lines. That's another variable, that you have to account for.
What do you think, Jeff? You think, what's your gut tell you about this thing? You think that they're playing football come a month from now?
Yeah, I think right now it's difficult. It's easy to get caught up in all the names that we're hearing because, again, there's been so much testing. There'll be daily testing for the first 2 weeks. And surely when you have players coming in from all different areas of the country, you're going to have some high numbers. I imagine the numbers will decrease over these next few weeks as each team kind of creates their own little bubble. That being said, as I mentioned, there are so many other scenarios that could happen with players leaving the building. I think that, look, and again, the taxi squad will be 16 rather than 10. So you have to have these contingencies in place in case players aren't able to play for the season opener. And certainly it's going to happen. I think they'll have enough players to pull that off. I suspect they'll have enough players to pull that off by the time the season starts. The big question is what happens when the season starts and you start traveling more and the days aren't as long and you start playing against other teams. That to me seems like it's going to be hard as we've seen in the major in Major League Baseball, for them to not have some sort of interruption. And is it fair if all of a sudden Carson Wentz gets this and can't play for a week? I don't know how they're going to handle that. But again, they may have to handle it, and they better. It's the team maybe that's able to navigate all these protocols the best that will be the one that ends up ultimately winning the Super Bowl if and when it ever happens.
Do you think do you think more Eagles will opt out, or do you think it's kind of is what it is right now?
I think it is what it is. From what I understand, Marquise Goodwin was the lone one. They extended it, I believe, or they're still working on that, or they're actually maybe trying to shorten it, sounds like. Because they've had a large number of players opting out. 8 alone with the Patriots, is that right?
Yeah, I know.
Odell Beckham, remarkable.
Odell Beckham just said that he doesn't think there should be a season.
Really?
Yeah.
So he didn't opt out.
He didn't opt out, but he said he didn't think there should be a season.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. I think the season will start. I'm not sure it'll finish.
You know what else is interesting, Jeff, is that Mike Garofalo brought up. I was talking to him last week, and he brought up the idea that, because it doesn't appear college football is in major trouble. I know the SEC and the ACC are trying to play these 10-game in-conference schedules, but you know, I don't see how they're going to play college football when these kids aren't compensated. And if they don't play college in the fall, Mike was talking about a plan within the league that they would spread their games out, and you would have football Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
You're meaning the NFL will spread its season out?
Spread its game. Like, each week, you'd spread the games out. The schedule would morph, and they would play games on Friday and Saturday to take the college void.
Right, if they have to do that, because let's say there's a two-week pause in the season, they can now do that because they aren't beholden to those rules that restrict the NFL from airing games. Oh, that would be interesting. And that's certainly a course they can take if they do have to interrupt the season, if there's a multiple teams that are unable to field teams for games. That's certainly something that they could factor in. But it's also interesting to think that how college football will affect the draft and affect all these other things they have to consider as well.
I know. Hey, real quick, I know they've been against the bubble, but could you see a scenario where you had, you know, the NHL does two city bubbles, where you would do four city bubbles to try to limit and play games within each of the four bubbles?
I guess it'd be hard with fields and facilities to house that many players and coaches. I mean, we're not even talking about rosters that are, you know, double what they are in the NHL, like more than double. We're talking about coaching staffs that are almost triple the size and strength and conditioning staffs. Just the NFL is just this humongous entity with so many moving parts. I think it'd be hard to pull that off.
Yes.
That ship has sailed. But I mean, looking back upon it, it might have been the way to go, at least to try to attempt it. Maybe 8. Anything is better than 32, right?
Yes.
So maybe 8 you could have pulled off. That's a lot of fields. That's a lot of usage on those fields. And
you got to go to places. Like, now you would stagger the days, right? Like, so you could stagger the days and do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday kind of deal, right? Which would give some time. Now the fields would be beat up, but you'd still give some time. And then you could, you got to get colleges, those small colleges, to use their facilities when no one's there.
Right. Well, having covered a lot of Super Bowls, I know what it's like to find facilities that are big enough and are capable enough of handling two teams in one city, and that always seems to be difficult. I just wonder if you could find that, you know, in places that, and for more than just two teams, if you're talking about 8 teams,
yeah,
how difficult that would be.
Yeah.
This season is, no matter what, maybe they should have thought about it, because no matter what, this season I think is going to be viewed sort of like, I guess, the 1987 season when there was a lockout and there was scabs played, and it could be viewed ultimately as a season with an asterisk, I guess. I mean, I don't think people who won the Super Bowl that year, the Redskins, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think people hold that against the Redskins, but I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, honestly, you're right, but the thing is that, you're protecting their revenue. I mean, it comes down to it, because the country, we're all expecting to be a difficult fall and winter, and the idea that there would be football would be to almost pacify the masses and also protect the NFL's revenue.
Yeah, no, I feel like absolutely. I want the season to happen as much as anybody. I want to have a job, and have something to write about. Look, I'd much rather be talking about football than this. And judging by, I think, the reaction I've gotten to stories that are more about this rather than football, it seems like fans feel the same way. The NFL wishes the game would be the main focus as well, but you can't avoid it. And there aren't going to be any games for a while, and we're not going to have practices for 2 weeks. We'll see how that changes when I'm finally on the field watching a training camp practice 2 weeks from today on August 11th. I can't wait for that date. But we still have 2 weeks to go until that date.
I know.
We've already seen players with the Eagles and now the head coach test positive for the coronavirus.
And we didn't even talk about the idea that they're not even going to be ready to play. Just from a physical standpoint, they're going to have a couple weeks of hitting. Like right now, they're just going through walkthroughs for an hour. No pads. I mean,
Everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah.
And the Eagles have, I think, advantages over their NFC East rivals, and that they don't have a new coach, and they have a quarterback returning that they have been with for 4 years, and not much changes in terms of scheme, but they are expected to have to rely on some young players. Either they be rookies or guys returning for season two, certainly Andre Dillard foremost among those players. And you have to wonder what no offseason, no preseason, and a limited training camp is going to do in terms of their development.
I'm with you, brother. Listen, be safe. Great stuff as always, man. We always appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, buddy. There he is, Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. You can read him. Inquirer.com. New power rankings for the NBA. Can you guess, Tunis?
So there's 22 teams in the bubble. Man, are the Sixers 15? No, it can't be that low. Can it?
Not 15, nope.
12.
Higher than 12, meaning closer to the top than 12. The Mavericks are 12.
Okay.
The Pacers are 13. Just give you something. The Trailblazers are 14.
They probably saw them higher, so I'll go 7th or 8th.
Okay, here you go. You ready? Pacers, I'll give it to you from the bottom. Fifth, from Orlando at 15. Portland, 14. Indiana, 13. Dallas, 12. Utah, 11. Sixers, 10.
Wow.
Title odds now 25-1. Here's the little snippet. Sixers' first game inside the bubble was a microcosm of everything that happened before the season was suspended. Were there great highs, a brilliant start to the game, a sensational performance by Joel Embiid? There were terrible lows. Embiid and Milton getting into it on the bench. Josh Richardson, Al Horford, Milton playing poorly. TJ Warren scoring 53, giving up 46 to the Pacers in the fourth quarter without Sabonis and Malcolm Brogdon. In the end, a confounding loss leaves the NBA's most perplexing team with more questions than answers.
Wow.
Pretty much sums it.
Yeah, pretty much.
OKC is 9, Celtics 8, Denver 7, Heat 6, Rockets 5, Raptors 4, Clippers 3, Lakers 2, Giannis 1.
Just Giannis.
That's it.
Giannis and friends.
That's it. Casey, you're on 97.5. Case, hold on. I want to give you your full allotment. In fact, Casey and Kay and Don and Aaron, you guys will be first up in just a moment.
I also have some comments from Odell Beckham.
All right. It's all coming straight ahead. Don't miss it. 610-632-0975. That's your bat phone number. 610-632-0975. All right, listen, like a lot of people in Philadelphia, it's one of the things we have in common here is that we all got somebody for something, right? You need a reservation, I got a guy. You need tickets, I got a guy. You need a new air conditioning, I got a guy for that. That's right. My guy is Brian, and the company is Service First. Service First Heating and Air Conditioning. Since a lot more time at home, you know, and my air condition, yep, hot in the house, no good. Brian came out, gave me the good, the better, the best estimate, including what is important now, 0% financing for 72 months on a qualifying system. They have air purification solutions. That's big because I got allergies and my little Massimo has allergies. So they got air scrubbers and UV lights and media filters. And of course, Service First techs, they're awesome. When they come over, they follow the CDC distancing guidelines. They take every precaution to keep your home safe and clean. You got to get to know Service First. Service First for service throughout Pennsylvania. Trust Service First, a trained comfort specialist, a Mitsubishi Diamond preferred dealer. Call my guys at Service First Heating and Air Conditioning or visit them at ServiceFirstHVAC.com, ServiceFirstHVAC.com. Call them today. Don't forget to tell Brian that Cuz was asking for.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1:30 across the Delaware Valley. Don't forget, Mikey Miss, Tyrone, Nat, coming up 2 o'clock. We're all going at it. Tyrone and I, Mike and I, we're just going back and forth. Andrew and I, of course. That was a maddening game.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
No. However, Flyers, that was impressive.
And they were just,
now I can't wait. Now we're not going to get until Thursday.
Yeah, it stinks to wait that long, but they were just in control that entire game.
And listen, incredible. You know, not that the round robin really means much, because again, I'm not one of these, you and I were talking about this earlier, because you think it's more important than I do.
I do for the Flyers, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good just to play, just to be in a rhythm. So I think that's important. But as far as seedings and who you get.
Well, I wouldn't mind avoiding Pittsburgh in round one.
I mean, you thought Montreal beat them.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind avoiding them.
I hear you, but you know what? You can't pick and choose who you play.
Right. I get
like,
that.
How'd that work out for the Phillies?
Didn't work out well in 2011.
Like, you just got to play who you play. Without any kind of home court, none of it matters.
Right. But if they keep on winning,
doesn't matter.
We're feeling good either way because A, they're winning, and B, they are moving up you know, in the seeding.
Right.
If you want to face Pittsburgh, then you go 0-3, and you know, then we're not feeling good at all.
Right. Right.
But you know, we'll see. They looked great yesterday, and they were just in control that entire game. They really were. Now you want me to read off some of the Odell Beckham comments?
Go ahead. We'll get back to the phones. Yep.
He spoke with somebody for the Wall Street Journal. And the headline reads, Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't think the NFL should come back this season a quick blurb just before attending training camp. The Cleveland Browns wide receiver says, "We're not ready for the football season, so why are we trying to push forward?" He then followed up with saying, "It's obviously for their money. And that bothers me because there's always been this, and I hate to say it like that, but the owner's, quote, attitude is, oh, we own you guys. They don't see us as humans."
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know, but they don't see as humans. It is what it is, right? You know, it's a huge monster business.
$5 billion.
Everybody,
business, yeah.
you know, players get paid really well, and owners make, you know, oodles and oodles of revenue. I mean, it is what it is. Where do they see it not as human? I mean, you know, every other business, guys work, right? Like, men and women are working throughout this. Like, they're not alone. They live in this world that they are so detached from reality that everything they say sometimes, it's just, I got to roll my eyes. Like, what makes you so special that you don't have to work when everybody else has to work?
Right.
You think people want to go in and work the Wawa with Chances or work at, you know, you name it, fast food place? You got to feed your family. You got to work. Everybody wishes they could stay home and they were financially, you know, well off. They didn't have to work. But, you know, for some reason, they think that they are the only people in the world that shouldn't have to work. Right?
Yeah. And they can get away, you know, they can get by. They got enough money in their pocket.
Right. That's, thank God they have it. You know, we all wish we can be in their shoes. Where you have it, you don't have to go out of your house. Casey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Casey.
Hey, huge Phillies fan. Love listening to the show.
Thanks, Case. What's happening, bud?
I wanted to talk about Doug Peterson, and, you know, he's asymptomatic. And as you know, like a lot of guys on basketball teams who have had it, they're all asymptomatic. And, I mean, if we just knew this one thing, we could have all our seasons again, I believe. And it's taking vitamin D. Like, they have studies out about taking vitamin D, that if you have it, it helps your immune system within your lungs where this COVID attacks, and vitamin C, but vitamin D especially. Like, you're not going to contract the virus. You can be exposed to it, but you're not.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, Case. So you're speaking language that is not my specialty. So yeah, are you a doctor?
That's all right. I'm not a doctor myself.
Yeah. I have a dear friend of mine from the University of Pennsylvania who I put a lot of trust in.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely no joke. Like, it's not like it's not a dangerous thing.
No, listen, I have heard about the importance of vitamin D, and most of us have a vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah, absolutely. And about everybody who's been affected with it and who had a severe case of it. So anytime it advances to a severe condition, they're always vitamin D deficient.
Yeah.
And I wanted to really get this out there because, like,
yeah, I don't understand from my perspective, Case, right? That I know what I've read, and I've read similar things, but I can't in good conscience, and, you know, you got to be a doctor to,
well,
you get my point, right, Case?
Well, as long as
you got to do
the research yourself, and you come to your own conclusions with good, valid research, then, yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
I mean, you get
my point about letting certain things.
Another Super Bowl.
I'm with
you. I want to see all these things come back to normal. And,
yeah,
I mean, I believe that's our best chance.
Yeah, I do, too. I think a vaccine and treatment, yeah. Listen, the vitamin D thing, I think, is important for your own immune system. But in good conscience, you know what I mean, Andrew? Yeah. We have to have certain information that...
Yeah, there's still a lot of information that we don't know, that doctors don't even know.
So, but I appreciate the phone call. Okay. You're on 97.5 for that. Kay.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Kay? What are you doing, buddy?
It's all about the vitamin D, man. It's all about the vitamin D. Word of the day, cuz. Baloney.
Baloney. What is
first
it?
Gonna, first we're going to start with the Sixers. And I had no big expectations after the break.
You're smart.
After watching that game, I miss Ben bringing it up. And honestly, I'd rather see Horford, Tobias, and Richardson earn their money and B, stay healthy, and Ben run the show, and we stay the competitive team we were, and we go get a guy that knows basic basketball strategy, like pick and roll, defend pick and roll, good rotations, play players that produce, sit players that do not and can't defend. And in one roster move, you took a potential defensive player of the year and had him getting dropped, 52 getting dropped on him. And he's, what, our best perimeter defender. So, I mean, it's clear it's baloney. Brett Brown is baloney. Stop trying to sell him. Go out and get a guy that's been in the NBA for 50 years. He's an assistant. Why, I don't know. But his head coach is, what, nominated coach of the year, Billy Donovan. Go get Mo.
Yeah, right.
Bring him back. He's been in the NBA. He's a champion 50 years in the NBA. Come on, man. Like, really, bring him in here and get a guy a chance to win, you know. But that's my thing on the Sixers. We just need a guy that can coach. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we don't work at NASA.
Right.
But we know basic basketball.
Right.
And,
yes.
And you know what? I'm just tired of the smoke. You know, like, really. And just a little bit more baloney with this coronavirus, because, you know, we all are happy to see sports come back. And, you know, we're the initial, okay, sports is back. But there's a bigger responsibility to these pro organizations, because you have collegiate organizations that are chopping at the bit to get these kids out here. And guess what? There's youth organizations that are playing now and going back. So you either show these players and coaches that are contracting the virus, either you show them more respirators near death, or you cut the baloney. Because you cut the baloney, and we get back to it, because these cardboard cutouts aren't going to be paying million-dollar contracts. And it's not fair to the real essential workers. We need legislation that's going to have essential worker salary equality, because these guys are making millions. Send them out there. And less guys are on respirators going, I mean, just cut the baloney, cuz. But that's,
well, I don't mind. A player should have every right to opt out and not play. I would never say he should play, okay?
Now, I have no problem with guys opting out, but the research has been done, and we have some pretty smart scientists, doctors. Mm-hmm. The research is out there. You know, we know hospitals are getting 40 to 70 grand for COVID on your death certificate, however you die. I mean, let's put it out there. It's baloney. And I mean,
I don't
as American
think the whole thing
people,
is baloney. I don't. I mean, I've known people that contracted it.
I need to see. I know the regular average Joe, that's one thing. I need to see one of these coaches, one of these players, because there's a lot of them.
I mean, I don't want to see someone die. I mean, that's awful.
We need to cut the baloney. This is what I'm saying.
What about baloney? I mean, Freddie Freeman got it and was really sick.
But nobody's dying. But the regular American people are dying. And we're sending a bad message to youth organizations and collegiate organizations.
Thanks,
because
Kenny,
we're not showing.
I don't know what your aim is. I mean, the whole point is not to see someone get gravely ill. I mean, I don't know. Okay, I don't want to see. I'm not calling it baloney because I didn't see anybody die. Like, it's like you're rooting for tragedy. I mean, we know that there are cases that end really badly. Yeah, I mean, I know the same thing, that hospitals get paid for a coronavirus death. And yeah, I'm sure that there are a lot of deaths that are being called that for federal funding. However, it's real. I can't in good conscience allow this notion that it's not real or not dangerous out there.
No.
Because Doug Peterson is asymptomatic.
And plus, he's asymptomatic. But what if he didn't know for a little bit and he mingles with someone who's
got
older?
Compromised? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
we're still having this argument.
It's almost like, you know, people go, well, if they're compromised, then so be it. But that doesn't mean, because someone has compromised health, they shouldn't.
Yeah, we're not doing survival of the fittest here. Like, come on, guys. By the way, something interesting from John Heyman. We don't know who the players are of the St. Louis Cardinals who tested positive. It was three players and four staff members. But John Heyman is reporting that a couple of Cardinals personnel, whether it's players or coaches, went to a casino, I'm guessing, when they were playing in Minnesota. And this was obviously right before the protocol of tightening up, not leaving the hotel.
Wow.
So, apparently, according to John Heyman and James Harrison, former player in Major League Baseball, they're saying that Cardinals players were at a casino.
Yeah, well, you know, again,
there's no rule.
But right, it's because there's no bubble. If you bubble it and say, you leave, you're out, I mean, that's the only way you can do it. The only way you can do this thing is if you go, you leave, you're out. Like, yeah, don't come back and play. If you want to play, you got to stay in the hotel. You can't leave.
How about Jonas Cespedes, by the way?
He just rolled.
Just bouncing.
Without saying to anybody.
What are you doing, dude?
Amazing. By the way, Eduardo Rodriguez, according to Tyrone, has permanent heart damage because of the virus.
Ah.
So, you know, for everybody like Kay who says, you know, it's no big deal for athletes, we're showing you otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
He's 27 years old, and he's not obese. Don in Quakertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Donnie.
Yo, man, what's up, man?
What's going on, Don?
All right, I'm going to get off the COVID talk because this is a sports talk station, not a COVID talk station. I had an idea because I didn't know the Flyers were playing last night. And late August, early September, nights are getting cooler, games are on at night. We got sports back. We say everybody who lives in a neighborhood, you got neighbors who are Flyers fans, Eagles fans, Penguins fans, Cowboys fans. When you're watching the games at night, open your windows, man, so you can hear all the yelling and screaming and hollering. And everybody, you know, doing that going to make it feel like more like you're at a game or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear you. I mean, you know.
Bring it in, man. You know, like, yeah, everybody talks about the new normal. Let's get back to the old normal. You know, my neighbors are Penguins and Steelers fans, and we go at it all the time. When they're, you know, my windows are open, their windows are open, we're all yelling across at each other and stuff. It's a blast, man.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I would have loved to see that game, not just the highlights like I just watched.
Well, how come you missed it, Don?
What's that?
How come you missed the Flyers?
I didn't know they were playing. Yeah.
How could you not know that? We remind you all the time. You got to listen closely.
Dude, I was in the pool, man.
Oh, dude, you're in the pool. That's no good, bro.
One of the greatest pool summers we had in 5 years, man. But I would have had the game on the radio had I known.
Yeah, you didn't know. That's on you. That's a violation.
If you're
a true Flyers fan, you know schedule.
I agree. Right.
Yeah.
It is on, man.
All right, Donnie.
But I wish my neighbors would have had their windows open. Later, man.
See you, dude. That's a violation. You're a big fan. You got to know the schedule.
I mean, the schedule came out like what? Three.
Come on, that's what we do. We're schedule guys. We go over schedule with people, too. Yeah.
We already went through today's slate.
We did.
In three sports.
We did. We went through every game in three sports. We didn't give you picks yet. You want to give picks?
Yeah, I got a few.
What do you got?
Where do you want to start? Which sport?
Let's go NBA.
NBA? The 140 game. Oh, the 6 minutes ago game. Toronto, Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Toronto 2.5-point favorites. I'm going to go with the Raptors.
You like Toronto?
Yes.
I like the Heat.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
5-4 Toronto. We'll go live in bet.
I'm sweating.
All right.
So I'll go against you there.
Okay.
I need to come back against you. You're beating me in the head-to-head.
I own you.
You're up, what, 2-1?
4-1.
4-1.
Nuts.
Probably.
Yeah.
Pacers, 8-point favorites over the Wiz. The Wizards are just awful.
I wouldn't touch Indiana.
Why? They're going to cool off?
He ain't scoring 50. He ain't dropping 53.
Yeah, but the Wizards can barely field a team right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch him. But
okay.
Whatever. That's on you. You go ahead. Touch your way.
Okay.
And speaking of a team you shouldn't touch, but how do you not take the Sixers? I mean, really, don't they have to? They got to come back. Give me the Sixers in the first half, -4.
That's a good call, the first half.
All right, because I don't want anything to do with them in the fourth quarter.
Or maybe just go heavy on the third quarter.
Yeah.
Where they always seem to play well. I'm going to go with my man, Jonas. The Grizz. 4.5-point dogs over those frauds in New Orleans.
Take the over in that game.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Grizz. They're fighting for that eighth spot, man.
Yeah.
So I'm going Memphis.
All right, hockey?
Yeah, I got two plays.
Of course you do.
Why wouldn't I? Tampa over the Caps.
Tampa?
Yeah, -145.
I agree.
Not that big, but Tampa over the Caps.
I agree.
Arrested Tampa team?
I agree. I would take Lightning as well. I'd take Calgary.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
And I would come back with the Blackhawks.
Oh, you're going Blackhawks. All right,
again,
head to head.
They already beat Edmonton. I think they beat him again.
I'm going Edmonton.
-140.
Yep.
How about going to, how about Vegas? I like Vegas over Dallas?
I'm with you on that one.
All right, MLB.
Also player prop for NBA.
Of course you do.
I gotta think that Josh Richardson's gonna score more than 11.5 points today. I think he's gonna come back. He's gonna start shooting.
I wouldn't do that because you might be right. The problem is that this rotation has screwed him up.
Yeah, I know. If I'm Jay Rich, I'm saying I'm getting mine. I'm scoring.
All right.
Dodgers over the Padres.
Yes.
Today. Pretty close. Paddock's pitching for
San Diego. Yeah, I love the Dodgers.
But Buehler didn't really. He pitched okay in his debut.
No, I like the Dodgers.
I agree.
I like the Dodgers.
And I'm kind of looking at Soroka and the Braves. I know they're going up against DeGrom.
But it's a short line.
The Braves, they're the home team and they're the dogs. But I kind of like the Braves in today's game against the Mets.
All right, how about I like the Cubbies over Kansas City?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm with you on that one.
All right.
And Garrett Cole, 8.5 strikeouts.
That's a good play. The 8.5, yes. That's a real good play. Speaking of advice, we'll talk about later in the week, but I saw an incredible docuseries over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
It's called The Last Narc on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good. Let me squeeze in a couple people real quick. Aaron in Drexel Hill. Aaron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today?
What's going on, Aaron?
Chilling. To the Sixers, I was extremely disappointed myself as well. I would like for Ben to go back to being our primary playmaker, but, you know, this is the whole reason why I get frustrated with Brett Brown, because he makes choice decisions like this.
Crazy.
Doesn't make any sense. But to the NFL, here's a thought. Me and my dad was talking about this as a possibility. So NFL is going into a 7-week season, right? We were thinking about what if you double that and give a week for testing, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, I have a question for you guys. When NFL teams travel, go from one state to another, they normally leave on that Friday, right?
No, something. It's if you're crossing time zones, two time zones, like if you're playing in California on the East Coast, then you go Friday. A lot of teams go Saturday morning.
Okay. Well, I guess it can work either way. So we were thinking like, all right, so you can still have road games and things of that nature. Teams will have to fly out a week ahead of time and then go into a quarantine bubble for that week for testing. They can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. Mm-hmm. They stay there for the week.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Next week is the play week, and then they can go into, after getting their testing results, things of nature, they can find a local field and things of nature, practice like they would normally practice there, then play a game once come back.
I like that. We had talked about something similar. It's a good idea, Aaron. It really is. We're out of time, though. Listen, stay tuned. Mikey Miss and Tyrone and Natalie coming up next. Everybody's always, what a day. Thank you for listening, as always. Be careful, all right? Take your vitamin D and be careful. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.